producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, what a great idea that is. 855-993-7569. It's a good time to call whenever it is that is good for you. You can listen, basically, you can call me 24/7. The question is, would you like to get me? If you want to get me, you know, in the most positive sense, of course, between noon and 3 Eastern, all right? So, and all of you are smart enough to be able to kind of to time travel a little bit. You don't have to go through a wormhole. There doesn't have to be singularity. I can always tell when somebody has just walked out of Interstellar, because I was on the train last night coming home. I'd seen Interstellar, as you know, months ago.
Right, right.
But I can always tell on the train when people have just walked out, because they're talking about black holes and you know, singularity and the time. You know, did you ever finally see it?
No, if you can believe that. I've waited for 2 years for this movie, and I still haven't had an opportunity to see it.
Well, it'll still be around for a while. But and I assume you didn't see Mockingjay either, because you were sick.
No, I haven't seen that one either yet. Nope.
Well, you're going to have to do some catch up.
Yeah.
Now, did you shop on Black Friday?
No.
Cyber Monday?
I did shop on Cyber Monday, yes.
Yep. Are you going to tell us what you bought? I assume we're not going to give away any secrets.
I got a couple Christmas presents, and I know one of the recipients is definitely listening right now, so I probably better not spill the beans on that one.
All right, no beans being spilled. Fair enough. Well, I had actually said, because I'd heard two different reports about Black Friday. The first is that it was about up 14% over last year, and then I saw yesterday, and it may be depending on which market you're talking about, was down a little bit on Black Friday.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think we have the numbers on Cyber Monday yet, but my guess is that they said it went up 20% over last year, or last year was up 20% over the year before. Think of any business in America right now that's gone up 20% in a year.
Yeah. That's significant. Sure.
Yeah. So my guess is that it really did, although I'm the only person I know. I actually had to order some vitamins, which I ordered online for some unbeknownst reason, because I basically get them at Costco, but I'm, you know, Costco is not in my immediate future, and when I figure out how much it costs to get there, I'm just better off ordering them online, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm the only person, I think, in America who's playing shipping and handling. I was not amused.
What?
But,
man.
I know. Could we get a protest going? Don't charge Joy. Don't charge Joy.
Right.
All right, today in history. It's actually a pretty interesting day in history. Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I got my hair cut yesterday. Just the ends, don't worry. And it was the hairdresser's birthday, and I said, oh, no, you're like my brother. You're going to get cheated. December birthdays, I think, should have a constitutional amendment that says that they can celebrate their birthdays in June.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my brother, I get shortchanged, and, you know, I really try very hard to go out of the way to make sure that he gets two gifts, either that or none. But, you know, the idea of combining it. So she was, she doesn't speak a whole lot of English, but we sort of sang happy birthday to her. And people were talking about tequila shots, which, what can I tell you?
Both my wife and my oldest daughter have December birthdays, and they both fall right within the week of Christmas. So,
well, they get gypped.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, they should do what the Queen does, which is have her birthday whenever you want. Pick them up.
I agree.
So you can do a half birthday. That'd be great, because I know my brother gets cheated.
Right,
I mean, look, when you're out shopping, but what can I tell you? All right, in history, guess who was crowned Emperor of France? Well, that kind of narrows it down. Napoleon, 1804.
Yes, yeah.
So that's what, it's 210 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Time goes fast.
I guess so.
When you're at Elba. 1939, LaGuardia Airport began operations as an airliner from Chicago. Oh, an airliner from Chicago landed at 12:01, 4 hours late. I just made that up. I did not make it. Was I don't know that it was that it was And 12:01 meaning that it really started the day before, so it was a red eye. And the luggage arrived 4 years later.
Yeah, I'm making this stuff up.
Well, here's a good one. Would you like to guess, except you already know, what year Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came out? What actually hits the
great
charts.
Song, too, right? And that's the original, I believe, right?
Yeah, in 1949. Yeah, he wrote it.
Yeah, okay, okay, sure.
I think he wrote it. In 1969, Boeing 747 Jumbo Jet got its first public preview as 191 people flew from Seattle to New York.
My mom and her siblings were there for that.
I remember, I wasn't living in New York then, but I remember them talking about the 747, and I think that's the one that had the, at least with TWA, I think had the lounge in first class went up the star. I was actually in that plane, not then, but, and I remember people saying that it was going to change air travel because the cost was going to go down so much, which actually never happened.
Yeah.
And in fact, airlines right now, that apparently fuel is at an all-time low, and they're still charging fuel taxes, you know, an additional fuel.
Yeah. Something needs to be done about that, I'd say.
Yeah, all of us need to start taking the bus.
Yeah, right.
All right, here's a good one. This one will sort of resonate with many of you. In 1990, all right, the Midwest section of the U.S. prepared for a massive earthquake predicted by Eben Browning. Nothing happened.
Wow.
I mean, you know, remember the Incan calendar?
It was the Mayan calendar.
That's right. It was the Mayan calendar. And he predicted it once, I think, in October, and then once the following May or something, and nothing happened either time. And what was extraordinary to me is after it didn't happen the first time, why did we pay any attention to it the second time?
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know, what can I tell you? So that was... Alrighty. So let's see. I thought we'd do a bunch of things today. I'm trying to remember. I'm just about, as I said, Shane is helping me with some of the getting the reviews up about all the movies. But as Shane knows more than anybody because he's helping me. I said 28 movies in the last week.
It's kind of crazy, Joey. Actually,
You should see the stack I have, and I still have, you know. But then I'll be finished for the year, I'm already getting invitations for January movies.
Oh, I believe you. Yeah. It's kind of insanity, really.
Well, it's also, I mean, I still truly love them, except I really have, when they say first-time director in Urdu, I'm sort of saying, can I have a DVD on that one? I mean, I'm getting a little bit pickier just because you get tired. But last night, I'll tell you a nice thing that happened, because Shane loves the nice stories. Was a screening of a movie, and they gave me, they quite often give me a little ticket, just like the... You know, little tickets for everything to get in, and then they give you usually a pass to get in the reserve section because I'm press and I'm reviewing, and hopefully people talk a little less in the reserve section because all of us have to review, which means we have to pay attention, yada yada. Well, so they gave me this thing, and when I got into the theater, I was like, for some reason, I was there early because I didn't, you know, I just was there early, which is a little unusual. So I was like the third or fourth person in a very large theater. And looked for a reserve section, didn't see a reserve section, even though I had the card for it, and still got a great seat, went to the ladies' room, was all, you know, talking to everybody. And I noticed, so one of the guys says, well, I'm going to go get popcorn. And the woman hands him this little white ticket, which I also had. And I said, what's that for? And she said, oh, if you look at it, it says good for popcorn and a soda. I didn't even read it. I didn't even look at it. So I'll tell you, that's not, the nice part was that this guy, who I didn't know, said, well, just give me your ticket, and I'll go, because I have to get ours anyway, I'll get yours. How nice was that?
Oh, sweet.
And not only was it nice, apparently in the line, because everybody got one, and if I had figured it out, I could have gotten, because I was there really early. But not only did he get it for me, but he missed the first couple minutes of the movie.
Wow,
I just thought, yeah, he was the nicest guy, and I turned to the woman he was with, and I said, honey, he's a keeper. Because, first of all, I think that it would not have occurred to a lot of people to just say, hey, listen, I got to do this anyway, just give me your thing. Then I said to her about, you know, 5 minutes into this, I said, is he going to need any help? Because he's going to bring back three popcorns and three drinks.
True.
And she said, no, because I'm not getting a popcorn, and all of us are getting water. So he was okay. And to make the story even better, he brought napkins for all of us.
Wow. This guy,
I'll tell you, the other funny thing is, which is Regis and Joy Philbin came in late, and I smuggled them into the reserve seat, and he didn't turn his phone off. So they threatened to throw people out. They didn't throw Regis out. He made a deal with him. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. This is Ellen Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-347-2410. That's 800-347-2410. 800-347-2410. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff Brown, Doctor. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
This is going to be my second or third program I heard of your name. I moved from California, and I had a very serious problem. I need help. I am a married person. Today I'm 48. I have children and beautiful wife, beautiful children. But it's something in me that I am tempted towards all the average women, and I like to do sex with them all the time.
Have you actually done it?
Yes.
Oh, Mike.
And my wife, which is a very best friend of mine, we both are very good. She's spiritually, physically, financially is good friends. We both together. We've been 18 years married. But I try to control, and every time I lose that control.
Well, Mike, that's kind of an...
I'm sorry?
Mike, that's kind of a self-indulgent perspective, isn't it? I mean, presumably, if your wife were doing the same thing, you would not be amused.
No, and I raised them, my children, I raised them very disciplined, very beautiful. They're very, very, very careful.
Mike, what do you do for a living?
I'm an engineer, and I started my business, and I am very intelligent, but this thing's affecting
me. You said you, wait a minute, you said you're an entertainer?
No, I'm an engineer, electrical engineer.
An engineer.
Yes.
Is your company doing well?
Company, wherever I go, I make the company very successful. I play key roles.
How often are you away from home?
Well, it's affecting more me now because I had quit my job and I'm working on my business, so I get more time and I'm not loyal to justify time towards my business and thinking more this way.
Mike, how many women have you slept with in the last year that were not your wife?
I would not say maybe two only in 3 years.
Mike, you need to go find
and
a
only trip. Once.
Well, but Mike, first of all, it's still adultery. Second of all,
yes.
you're still putting yourself and your wife at risk for venereal diseases.
Yes.
You're risking everything you own.
Yes.
And everything you hold dear for sex with another person. And as you undoubtedly figured out, the idea of it is much more fun than the reality of it, right? The idea of sort of getting someone to sleep with you and going to bed with them, and then it's just sex. I mean, and there's certainly nothing wrong with sex, but you probably have better sex with your wife.
And this is a strange thing. I mean, I do sex with her in the night, and in the morning I will be again. And early in the morning, and next day, again.
Well,
so I'm trying to have
Mike,
more
what if,
body.
How often do you how often do you make love with your wife?
Once or twice a week.
Would she be willing to have sex with you more than that?
Yes, she's very, very.
So you're telling me you have a wife that is willing to have more sex with you, and you still. So why don't you start having more sex with your wife?
I just. Tune myself towards this side rather than that side.
Mike?
Yes.
You're being an idiot. And you're being
I'm calling you, doctor.
Well, but you're not listening.
Yes.
You're telling yourself it's okay to do this, and I'm telling you it's completely wrong-headed to do it. That your wife is willing to have more sex with you, masturbate till your hand falls off, as far as I'm concerned. But you have, there's a part of you, did you grow up with a father in the household?
I'm sorry?
Did you grow up with your father?
Yes.
Did he cheat?
No. My family was very educated, very, very...
So where did this come from, this craziness?
I don't know, and from my childhood I love women, and...
Mike, you're doing it again. You're saying what you're doing is okay, and it's not. It's deceitful, it's dishonest, it's unwise, it's compulsive... And it's dangerous. You need, first of all, if I were you, I would start having sex with my wife 3 or 4 times a week. I would masturbate in between, and I would go find a therapist, because there's some part of you that is destructive. Whether you think that you don't deserve your success, or whether you're really bored with your marriage, or whether there's a part of you that hates yourself, or there's a part of you that's afraid that you're gay. There's a problem here that you're not looking at. And when you feel that problem, you translate that into obsessive behavior, which is, I need to have sex with somebody. And until you figure out what that is, you're a walking problem. And if your wife finds out, she's very likely going to divorce you, and she'll take you for everything you have. Your children won't speak to you again. If you haven't gotten a venereal disease or transmitted one to her at this moment, you are a lucky man. But if I were you, I wouldn't count on luck anymore. I would have more sex with my wife, and I would find a therapist today and go and figure out what that nasty little secret that you have that translates into sexual behavior. because it's incredibly dangerous. And as you point out, you've got everything to make yourself happy, and you're doing everything to ruin it. And that makes no sense. So go find a therapist and figure out what it is. And as I said,
what kind of therapist I need to seek?
Any kind of therapist. I mean, go and find someone that you think that you can be honest with. Maybe find a woman, because it may be that you'll be more honest with her than you would with a man.
Okay.
But do some work on it. In the meantime, decide that you're not, that if you are you registered to vote in this country?
Yes.
Okay, you vote Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you have, I don't care if you're attracted to other women. I don't care if you fantasize about other women. I don't care if you notice other women. But if you have sex, if you have sex with anybody other than your wife, I want you to send $1,000 to promise yourself. You'll send $1,000 to George Bush.
Okay.
That may keep you from to at least think about not doing what's clearly a destructive thing to do. But you do need to find a therapist and figure out what it is that is triggering this, because it's not sex. It's something else. It's you hiding, as I said, it's you hiding something. It's you walking away from something so you can feel guilty about the sex, as opposed to feeling lousy about whatever it is that's triggering this. Mimi, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I have a cousin in California that hasn't been home in 30 years, and her mother and father are very, they're elderly, and my aunt is in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. They have always flown out to California to visit with her.
So they see each other, but she just doesn't go to them.
She hasn't been home, but now...
When's the last time they saw each other?
Probably about 4 years ago.
Does she how old is she?
She's 57.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound that they're estranged. It just sounds to me that she's either a little passive-aggressive or doesn't have any money, and parents go to her.
Okay, let me just fill you in real fast. She claims she has like agoraphobia, but am I out of line calling her and explaining to her that through medication and therapy, these would be the tools that I know would help her get on a plane and come back east to see them?
Well, you can try. I don't think there's any harm in trying,
okay.
But she may tell you to mind your own business.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, whatever's on your mind is what we'll talk about around here, whether it's the upcoming holiday season. You're getting a little tired of leftover turkey, although, you know, I personally love leftover turkey. I think it's, I'm with you. As I said, a couple years ago, I actually went to a place that gave you leftovers when you left, I thought was,
nice.
I also, you weren't here yesterday, but I was talking with Manny about, my sister was talking about the Ross sandwich. And I said, what's a Ross sandwich?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
And I hadn't either. She said, well, you know, from France. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she said, well, you know, it's leftover turkey and cranberry sauce and stuffing. I said, that's called leftovers.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Like, she said, well, that came from Ross. I said, everybody's been eating that since Adam and Eve.
That's right.
It's not the Ross sandwich. I mean, the Rachel haircut, yes, but not the Ross sandwich. So.
Yeah, the Thanksgiving food lasted, at least, 3-4 days for us.
Well, you probably finished up like yesterday or something.
Yeah, actually, I think yesterday was the day I finished them, polished them off. Yeah.
And there's no cold turkey sandwich for you today?
No, darn it. I wish there was, too.
Yeah, now I just wrecked your whole day. Right?
Exactly.
You're doing okay till I said that.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things that we really didn't get to before, because we got so sort of distracted by other kinds of stuff and what people felt grateful for, and although we really, I don't think, completely finished that up, but it does seem to me a little bit, you know, that we've done, well, we can do that again before Christmas, but I think, you know, for right now that we've, but we never really got to family traditions.
Yeah.
And I think that we put that up a long time ago, and we put it up. I said, Shane, look, you know, it's too early to start about Christmas. And he said, well, most of these aren't about Christmas. So I said, all right, so let's go Facebooking just to see what other people are doing with their time together.
Yeah, so the question we asked was, what unique traditions does your family have that no one else does?
Yeah.
And the first one...
The Ross.
Yeah,
well, no,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
pay no
right.
attention to my sister when she gets like that.
The first one, it might be kind of Christmassy, I'm not sure, but Arthur, this is funny though anyways, he says, when we were kids, we used to dress up like elves in green tights and put 45 records on our ears and run around the house. A little weird, I know, yes, but it was fun.
So. I'm trying to, I guess, was that from the movie Elf, do you think?
I don't think so.
It just sounds
yeah, yeah.
Green tights. It could have been kind of a, it could have been Robin Hood on LSD. I mean,
yeah, you never know. With 45 records on their ears.
Yeah, well, those are hard to find these days.
Yeah,
apparently
they're
having a comeback or something. That now.
Well, vinyl in general is, I think.
Yeah,
vinyl actually outsold... was it, you know, I'm going to have to look up the story to be sure on this, but it outsold something this year. I don't know if it was CDs or what it was, but...
Probably 8 tracks.
Yeah, right. No, it apparently is, yeah, booming. Vinyl sales is booming.
Yeah, I mean, I had I had some original albums, and, you know, I gave them, I don't know what he did with them. I'm sure that because I had a friend who was going to switch them over. He was an engineer, and he had access to being able to put vinyl onto to tape. Or maybe it was DVDs. Because the thing about DVDs is they're just so easy to store, and they don't get scratched in the same... Well, I guess they can get scratched, can't they, a little bit, but... Doesn't seem to be nearly as much. So we really, but I don't know where they are. So
okay, yeah,
I'm kind of out of luck on that.
Just a quick little Google search here. It looks like this last year vinyl sales actually outsold hard copy physical CDs. Can you believe that? Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah. So
well,
I mean, obviously,
everybody's downloading to
digital.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I mean, that's. That's pretty interesting, though, you know?
Well, I mean, the problem about vinyl, as far as I'm concerned, is where you get the needle for your,
right.
your record player.
Right,
I mean, they just
right.
don't exist anymore. Because I had a record player for a long time, partially because I had so many albums, and mm-hmm. they were stuff yep. that I really just loved. And when I had to go buy Jesus Christ Superstar as a CD, I mean, there it was hard to get. Because if you have something that was a big hit a long time ago and was on vinyl, for a while they were hard to get. I don't know if they still are or not. But... You pay a fortune for them, and I already had it. But you couldn't get a needle.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's not easy being green. What can I say?
Well, the needle, the part that actually touches the record, I believe, is made of diamond, right? So.
Diamond head. Yeah, right. And they were never. But I don't know if they actually were. Maybe they were.
Okay.
But
okay,
not very
sure.
much.
Sure.
It was But you can't find them anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get some more of... I do love the visuals of running around.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cindy says, we made homemade tacos on Thanksgiving/Christmas for dinner. LOL, we loved it. So that's kind of
I was with a friend, and she and my daughter, interesting enough, and they really... I guess they've known each other through me, but both of them independently like tamales. Which are much more complicated to make, yeah, because you have to cook the meat. My daughter is a really good cook, and I am a really expedient cook.
Because
one year I was there, and they didn't the meat was really dry. My daughter does it with turkey quite often, or chicken.
Okay.
And these people did it with ground beef, and it was wasn't very good beef, and it was very dry. So we decided we needed some gravy on it. No, that is, we were making the gravy. That's what happened.
Uh-huh.
and the gravy was sort of not a very nice color. So okay. I'm not sure I should actually tell people this on the air, although I'm already there, aren't I?
Sure,
this,
yeah.
This goes along with my Martha Stewart creds.
We've dug in now.
Yeah, is I added a little shoe polish to it, which... if you ever have something that needs to turn just that wonderful kind of warm, rich brown, shoe polish. Not much, just a couple drops.
Well, hold up now here. Is this something that, you know, can cause you some discomfort or health issues?
Everybody was fine.
Really?
It did occur to me after the fact that might have not been the world's... I mean, I don't know that there's anything really... I should probably not look. I was going to say I should go look and investigate what's actually in shoe polish.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, maybe not.
But
it was a great hit. Yeah, that was shoe polish. But tamales, I mean, you have to wrap them in the end, and then they're hot, but they're really yummy. I mean, I'd sort of grown up not so much with tamales, but with tacos. But for some reason, I guess that is a tradition for my daughter. I guess she does it. Is it Christmas Eve? No, Christmas Eve she does very fancy hors d'oeuvres, like, you know,
that's
in champagne.
Too, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So because I guess the next day you're first of all going to be up early, and second of all there's usually a turkey or ham or roast or something.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And so I'm trying to remember, maybe it's New Year's Day. I can't remember, but she does that. That's her tradition of making tamales, and you can apparently freeze them. And she was, last time I was there, she was going to give me some take home and forgot, which was tragic. But, and apparently it's certainly a Western tradition to a certain extent. So I don't know where, I don't know where it came from, but I'm on board with that. A special, very labor-intensive kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's good, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Alyssa says, you'll like this one. It goes with our conversation we had with somebody about a work setting. I think it was a couple weeks ago. She says, I joke that it isn't a family get-together until someone starts talking about poop. But sadly, it's pretty much true. So, that's a family that,
Well, my sister is renowned, which isn't really exactly the same thing, but my sister, when she was little, she could have written a book called Bathrooms in America, because there was never any place, there was not more than like an hour that went by that she didn't, regardless of where we were, what we were doing, she had
some bathroom.
And she's perfectly fine, but she didn't have any, there's no Crohn's or anything like that, but she just had to go to the bathroom all the time, or at least that was her. So she doesn't do that so much anymore. This is also the sister that, as a kid, was just, I literally watched her do this once, that she had a necklace in her hand, and it needed to go in this box, and all she had to do literally was open her fingers, and it would fall in exactly where it needed to go. And she didn't.
Oh, wow.
She was the biggest slob in the universe, and now she is, of all of us, and I'm fairly neat, but she is... She is nearly, anal about it. It just proves, it proves that the childhood really doesn't necessarily have to do with who you become.
Sure.
The birth order may, but childhood doesn't necessarily, because she, among all of us, is the most fastidious. All right, so what else we got?
Let's see. Susan, here's another Christmas one. She says, my husband and I go out and get a Christmas tree. He slices a piece of the bottom off about a half inch thick. And then he takes it to a shop where he sands it down and uses the wood-burning tool to write the year on it. He then varnishes it and drills a hole in it. And she says, I put a ribbon through it, and we hang it on our tree the following year. We now have several ornaments from Christmas tree trunks from the previous years. That's kind of neat.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I like that one.
Except they're going to be pretty big and pretty heavy. How big was it?
I would think so, yeah.
Half
inch thick, but yeah, I mean, the bottom of a tree is pretty big.
Well, depending on the size of the tree.
Right.
And you can't do it. Don't try this at home with aluminum trees, folks. Don't. You'll just, you'll just shock the daylights out of yourself. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, Casper. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about family traditions, not necessarily attached to any particular time of year, although this is the time of year. I suppose we can do holiday traditions coming up, but this was not... Or at least my intent was not to necessarily talk about, or not, right. I don't think Shane's was either.
Right. And, you know, granted, we did get quite a few that were holiday ones. I suppose that's when people get together with families. But there's a few different holidays that
All right, let's see what else
here.
You got. He's trying to back
up. All right. Mariko says, my kids and I sleep in a tent in the backyard every 4th of July for a few days.
That's pretty cute.
That is kind of cool, isn't it?
I would say, yeah, something... At one point, all of you know, or most of you know, that I come from a very large family, which meant somebody was always sick. And at one point, my mom had planned a trip for all of us to go up to Red Rocks in Colorado for a concert. And one of my sibs had, I think it was measles, was something. I mean, I was the oldest, so whenever I would get sick, and because I was the oldest, I was the first one in school, so I was the first one exposed to measles and mumps and chickenpox, and they would put me in the hospital because mom didn't want to have five other kids that came down with it. So I was in the hospital for minor kinds of measles, mumps, chickenpox.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, I didn't think about it till just this moment how really lonely I would feel. Because I was not very sick, but I, you know, I just had a contagious disease, and there were five other kids at home. So, at any rate, so it was not me at this particular time that had whatever it was. So mom did this very cool thing, which is we had a rec room, a den, which was basically a fancy term for basement. And we went down and we made like tents down there and sleeping bags, and I think there was a fireplace down there, and we camped out, which I thought was a brilliant solution to
that is pretty good.
Yeah, she did really well on that. I wonder if she remembers that.
Yeah,
probably.
I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And there is something fun about sleeping in your own house in a sleeping bag or in your backyard. I've slept on my deck occasionally.
Yeah, it just gives you a kind of a different perspective, you know.
It's a little scary.
Don't you think there's something
very
You're
odd.
Out of your element, kind of, yeah.
Well, and the deck that I had was like the 26th floor.
Oh, wow.
So,
I
thought, you know, the railing is really high enough, so even if I sleepwalk, but there is something kind of weird about being that exposed in a big city.
Yeah, I agree. Huh, interesting.
I camped a lot as a kid, and I would end up in the other end of the sleeping bag because there would be a bear in the, you know, in the middle of the night, and I wasn't awake enough to
do
anything except to go, which is probably very safe, as opposed to running around.
Yeah. Right.
When you're a kid, you're so stupid that you're probably safer
than you'll ever be
in your life.
Right, yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Let's see. Bruce says we tell people we sing obscure show tunes, challenge others to think of a tune that no one else knows.
That's kind of like charades, only better.
Yeah, well, charades with music, maybe, huh? Yeah.
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 Except they probably don't have to act it out. You just have to come up with
it. Yeah, I wonder if it's, you know, if it's a name.
He should have given us a couple of examples.
Yeah, yeah.
Of obscure show tunes. Because there are ones that, I mean, let's see what happens if we Google obscure show tunes.
Yeah, because
show tunes. Let's see what it says here. That reminds me, anyone recognize that? I'm sure, if you want to hear this recording, the Meredith Jinx. That's obscure.
Yeah.
The internet site for obscure Broadway or Broadway type songs. There you go. obscure and rare shows.
There's a site you could go to.
They're silly songs, but this is. I think that's terrific. You know, I swear to you that there is some. You can find anything on.
Oh, I know. Online. I know. It's pretty cool, really.
Yeah. Mocked is Guile from Grace the Musical. Music by Sal Coleman. Nice People from All About Us. There was a store that I think has since closed that was on 8th Avenue that used to have obscure, you could find just about any sheet music, but they've closed. It was right down by Tin Pan Alley, by the Brill Building. Tin Pan Alley and Brill Building are different places. So there you go, you can find obscure show tunes. Sorry, one of my favorite remembrances is playing charades with my family and my grandmother. And what she did was she sort of, like Groucho Marx walked across the floor and then went, and that was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ah!
And nice. If I live to be 100, I will never forget that. I mean, she was a little gray haired mammy, and I think it just stopped everything cold for like an hour. I mean,
that's great.
She was great at it. Yeah. I am a great fan of charades at holiday gatherings.
Me too. Yeah.
All right, what else we got? Nobody mentioned charades, did they?
No, I haven't. I don't see any in here, actually. Susan says, my children, all taller than me, received gifts on Christmas Eve from my dead sister, Sally. She was the greatest sister and friend ever.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, okay,
there's got to be some
here
explanation here.
Since they never received gifts from grandparents, I began this when she left us. The gifts are always the best ones.
Oh, so she—it's like her version of
Santa
Big
Claus,
fella.
Kind of. Yeah, or, yeah.
Yeah, we have an email about that.
Yes,
we'll take
yeah.
up next hour.
Yeah, I figured that
okay.
would fit in. Yeah.
Yeah. From Dead Aunt Sally.
Yeah, interesting, huh? Karen,
yeah, I suppose, you know, there's that whole notion that as long as somebody remembers you, you live on.
You're not,
that's great.
Really gone, yeah.
Yeah.
Karen says, my dad would buy a 6-foot submarine sandwich from Tubby every year so my mom wouldn't have to spend all day in the kitchen.
For what?
Yeah, he doesn't say, or she doesn't say for what. I don't know if it's just one day
just
a year.
Just a family tradition. Maybe it's just whatever, you know, whenever he felt she needed a break.
Right.
What's Tubby? Is that like Subway or something?
You know, I'm not sure. I was wondering the same thing. I thought maybe you'd know, but...
No, I don't know from Tubby.
Let's see. I'm going to try to look and see where... Oh, it doesn't say where Karen's from, actually, but... Yeah, I've never heard of Tubby.
Tell us where Tubby comes from. Yeah, all right, what else? See, you guys, I mean, it's the Facebook stuff that we will ask the most basic question, and you'll come up with the most esoteric answer.
Yeah, isn't it awesome? Yeah.
Yeah. Someone once described my program as being in a glass-bottom boat.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
I thought it was terrific. That it's not necessarily... it's not necessarily either good or bad. It's just interesting and unknown basically mostly obscure until you sort of look at it, and then there's all this stuff that you never even knew existed. Tubby.
Yeah. Jim says every Mother's Day we would watch the same movie, Serial Mom. So.
Well, that's part of, we watch. We haven't done Christmas. Well, maybe we'll do Christmas traditions coming up, but we watch. I've watched The Christmas Story every night, every Christmas for the last... Like, I don't know, 400 years.
That movie is, that's got to be one of the greatest movies ever.
And they have it on Broadway now. They have
Do
it
they?
Now.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Which
Very
actually,
cool.
And they have the all the things, they did such a great job, and the kid always looks exactly like Ralphie. I mean, it's great.
That's great.
It's great. I assume it's coming this year as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.